Ginger Chun from San Antonio was among dozens of moms who traveled to the Capitol to speak out against the bill. The 50-year-old mom says she represents the voice of her 16-year-old transgender daughter, Marcy. Under the bill, Marcy would be required to use the boys' bathroom at her school because that's the gender on Marcy's birth certificate. But Marcy identifies as a female.
I'm concerned about the implications of this legislation on my child's comfort and future and ability to learn.
Chun believes the bill, if passed, will become a distraction every time her daughter needs to use the bathroom. Parents in favor of the legislation also wanted their voices heard. Dripping Springs dad, Rob, and her 10-year-old daughter, Shyla, say the bill will protect Shyla's safety.
It makes me very uncomfortable to know that a little boy could actually come into the bathroom with me.
In the Senate committee hearing, San Antonio pastor Charles Flowers joined some other religious leaders in supporting Senate Bill 6.
We have not been confused about gender for 6,000 years in human history, and now it's an issue. And it's common sense. SB 6 is reasonable accommodations. It's not excluding anyone.
Concerns about the bathroom bill loom, especially large in cities like San Antonio, which worry events and conventions will bypass their communities if legislation viewed as discriminatory becomes law. Michael Sawoya is the director of San Antonio's Convention, Sports, and Entertainment Center. He says he's already fielding concerns from groups booking events.
There are many conventions that meeting planners have expressed concerns, and they're monitoring this. They haven't made decisions yet as to what they're going to do, but one or two have mentioned that if something like this passes, they would consider other destinations.
San Antonio City Councilwoman Rebecca Villagran is telling lawmakers passage of the bathroom bill could jeopardize the city's contract to host the 2018 NCAA Final Four tournament.
We've already invested over $50 million in the Alamo Dome renovations, and we've already seen signals of NCAA pulling games or events if a discriminatory bill is passed. So those are some true, legitimate concerns.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, who presides over the Texas Senate, is pleased with the support he says he's seen for the bill and disputes claims that a similar bill passed last year in North Carolina led to the loss of jobs and hurt the state's economy.
The economic powerhouse that North Carolina is, competing with us in Texas, the 76,000 jobs that have been created, the boom in tourism and construction of hotels and housing.
If Patrick and the Senate pass the bathroom bill, it will face stiff opposition in the Texas House, where House Speaker Joe Strauss from San Antonio could prevent it from gaining traction.
Clearly, I'm not a fan of the bill that they're discussing in the Senate today.
The bathroom bill could get a vote before the full Texas Senate next week. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.